Hi, you're listening to Mike Loughran and the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. Hi, my name is Mike Loughran, and this is the Management Perspectives podcast. Today, we'll be continuing our conversation with James Hind, CEO of Energy Drive, and Tom O'Reilly, Vice President of Sustainability at Rockwell Automation, investigating further the fascinating topic of energy savings as a service. So James, Tom, let's pick up where we left off last time. You mentioned a case study, James. Have you got any examples where you've put this into a real life setting and that you can share?
Yeah, we've got a client, a major mining house called Sibanye. I'm very happy to share because they're very proud that we can share it, because I think it once again, I've mentioned a couple of times, is a true example of great collaboration. And actually that journey started with pretty much what I mentioned earlier, exactly the same starting point, which was, you know, we've done a few of these ourselves. We know how to do this. You know, we've got the competencies to, you know, enough engagement where they said, okay, we'll give you a shaft at one of our mines as a proof of concept, and show us how this model and how you state that you're very different in terms of the richness around the analytics and the longevity around the analytics, not just in terms of assessment. So we were given an opportunity by Sibanye at the Driefontein mine. Shaft 2 was our first shaft. And we identified that, or we targeted from our analysis, that we could achieve as a ventilation, deep level mine ventilation fans, that we could deliver a 62% saving. It was the ventilation systems always have duty standby because you've got human, you know, humans underground. You can't take a significant risk. So, we were able to use three fans. They've got three fans, only operate two. By running the three fans, we were able to generate significant efficiency around running three fans much more efficiently, delivered 62%. Quite quickly, we were given a second shaft where we've delivered 48%. In fact, those were the guaranteed gross savings. We've overachieved on both of those shafts to date. And I mean, if you look at the equivalent over the contract life of those two systems, we will deliver as a service, we'll deliver 360 gigawatt hours worth of energy savings. And, you know, South Africa, as you well know, we have our challenges around energy, and we also are extremely, our carbon intensity is very high, you know, predominantly coal-based power plants. So it equates to 379,000 tons of carbon reduction, those two shafts. And I always like to sort of dumb it down to what does that mean to, you know, the average citizen of a country or an environment or whatever. In South African terms, that's the equivalent of just those two shafts of taking 5,000 homes off the grid, which I think really puts it into perspective. You know, and I'm proud to say our team having delivered that, and again, our team being, you know, empowered and trusted by the client, which is a critical part of the recipe. We've since commissioned two additional shafts, shaft 5 and 7. And, you know, those each are in the 30s and 40% savings targets. And we're looking at a further three at the moment. So it's exactly that journey we spoke about earlier. It's sort of too good to be true show us. And then actually, you know what? If you really are just adding capacity for us executing on our sustainability and cost focus, because you at the end of the day, you're delivering a cost benefit and sustainability benefits. So yeah, it's been a great journey. And I think just one more thing I'd like to add to that is, you know, Tom and I both mentioned a couple of times around the operational benefits around, the digitalization of process. And one of the shafts I mentioned, the shaft, the first one of the three fans, they actually had a fan failure. And because our system's dynamic, you know, and doesn't require a person to go and start another fan in terms of a standby fan, our system automatically sped up the other two fans to keep the same ventilation. Why is that so critical? Well, in this case, these are ventilation fans with people underground, so it's health and safety. So, you know, there's lots of ancillary benefits as well around just transforming to a digitally controlled environment.
I think there's I like really two aspects of this. One is the customer is so proud about the application and the savings of energy and CO2 emissions. And it's great to see the collaboration of all of us together and being able to jointly promote this to the market to talk about, hey, here's ways to do this and here's what we're doing. So it's great partnership and collaboration. And then the second that James talked about, that is a super critical application with people's lives at risk. So to demonstrate the reliability and systems and the customer has confidence, we can talk to the market about this is a super reliable technology, systems and process. So, feel confident that it will work and that reliability is, really that's super important. In this case, because it's people's lives at risk, but manufacturers and generally their processes are reliability is really important no matter what you're making. So it's a great example from those, I'd say those two perspectives from my view.
Yeah. And I think just to kick on a bit around the partnering that Tom mentioned is, what we found, certainly my experience in the time that I focused in this sector and this business, the complexities, as I mentioned right at the beginning, around heavy industry and the challenges they face, the great technologies that are proven and evolving from the likes of Rockwell, in terms of its product offering and for integrating more and more technology into that offering. And I always say I see us purely, it's not about a scale thing. It's about building trust and then us just being an enabler, enabler of solutions on client sites with trusted partners such as Rockwell. And I think in the world today with the pressures and stresses and the rate of change and everything like that, these partnerships around executing collaboratively are going to become more and more important if we really think we're going to achieve real results.
I'm Mike Loughran, and you're listening to the Mandarin Perspectives podcast. Today, I'm speaking with James Hind, CEO of Energy Drive, and Tom O'Reilly, Vice President of Sustainability at Rockwell Automation. And we're discussing energy savings as a service. You've spoken there very eloquently about the partnerships with customers, partnerships together. Is there anything else around that partnership level that's been really quite important to you, James, and has given results? And also for you, Tom, what learnings did you get from the partnership you've obviously got together?
Yeah, Mike, I think for me, the key learnings is that we've really only developed over the last sort of 4 years in our business is don't reinvent the wheel. They're really great technologies out there, such as Rockwell and technology partners, and creates that environment where there's a transparency and openness to develop solutions as opposed to sort of everyone playing in their own cabbage patch and trying to sort of protect, or not even protect, but sort of not really be open and transparent as one could be. And I mean, we've experienced it recently. So, never mind the technology we've used to date, but the machine learning devices that Rockwell's developed, that's the next wave for us in terms of how do we take 62% optimization to 67%. And, that additional 5% over 10 years is massive. It's another few hundred homes or whatever metric we want to use. The openness around sharing, opportunities for new technology innovation and evolution and integrating that with partners, I think speaks to the ability to accelerate the transformation, but also accelerate, the execution that's going to be critical to achieve what everyone needs to achieve. So I think from my experience, we really emphasize and focus on our competency and retain focus on that, and build very open and transparent engagement with our partners such as Rockwell and our clients, of course, to continuously understand what more can we achieve together, as opposed to what can we get out of something, you know, individually. And I think that's been the biggest sort of learning for us as a business.
The for Rockwell, you know, we have partnering is in our corporate DNA. We've always had the belief and the principle that, you know, we can't do it alone, and that we're better with partners to expand both reach and applications and technology. And it is, as James said, it's based on trust, openness, and transparency. That has to be there, has to be good. Relative to the sustainability dimension, okay, we're looking at different and new types of partnerships, because this is a rapidly evolving field, okay? Whether, you know, we're talking about energy savings or like the green hydrogen industry or certain recycling industries. And, you know, we're looking at ways that we can help these new industries scale through automation, and also scale by going to market together and getting, you know, broader reach across the market. You know, we need, there's some really great solutions out there, and we need more people to know about them, try them, and use them. And that through partnering, we can help do that, and doing our part in making the world a better place at the same time.
Great sentiment. So guys, to wrap this conversation up, are there any key pieces of advice you would give to any of our listeners regarding their sustainability journey? And the role, of course, that energy drive play in that, and also Rockwell Automation?
Yeah. Mark, I would say my opening statement is don't wait. I mentioned a little earlier that I think the pressure cooker is growing in terms of execution. And more and more, and I'm not just speaking about energy drive now, but there are more and more technologies. There are more and more service providers, and some great competency out there, as Tom said, not just around energy as efficiency as a service, that heavy industry or heavy energy users and you know, other businesses that are having to execute around sustainability and the like. And another key point Tom raised earlier is, you know, there was this complete misconception that the energy efficiency / sustainability, whatever, has to come at a significant cost. And I think we're proving through great technology enablement and having partners or businesses such as ourselves, Rockwell, that really are focused and specialized in terms of providing products and services to ensure that that's not the case, that actually, you know, energy efficiency or sustainability can be delivered at an operating benefit. So I think don't wait. And my other mantra I often use with clients is it shouldn't be a case of should we do it or should they do it. It should be, let's do this and that. You know, we can achieve more. It sounds a bit corny, but you know, we can achieve more together. But going back to the collaboration and partnering, that's exactly the case. If you've got competency and you've got mechanisms to be measured by and be held accountable to, then there is no reason why you should not want to use that additional capacity to execute. And certainly that would be my key message, is that, you know, find those trusted partners, engage them, and use their capacity to get more done.
Yeah, I'd say I'd echo James' comments. There's a sense of urgency in the market for the consumers, for the customers, for the investors, the stakeholders. Be open to partnering. You know, this is a new and developing area, so you don't, as a customer, you don't have to have all the answers. And you know, talk to people like us. We can help. And there's new solutions and applications being developed every day. And you can do this in terms of driving both sustainability and productivity at the same time now. So this can be good for the world and all your stakeholders, and it can be good for your bottom line.
Well, if that's not a compulsive argument, I don't know what is. Hey, thank you both, James and Tom, for today's discussion. It's been really engaging. We've touched on very many, many interesting points that can both help companies, but that also talk around how the technology and the people and the process can come together to make the world a more sustainable and a better place, and the options they can do with that, which is fantastic. I hope everyone in the audience now has a more detailed and nuanced understanding of this really interesting and important topic, which, you know, is, again, to use James' words, is not reinventing the wheel, right? It's using things that are already there. It's using technologies that are already available, and it's using people's knowledge and the ability to put context around that to offer more value, which I think is absolutely fantastic. So I thank you very much, both of you, for your interesting input today.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you,
Mike. Tom. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Management Perspectives podcast. Please follow me, Mike Loughran, on LinkedIn and Twitter, where I publish all of my podcasts and blogs. If you enjoyed the podcast, then please rate and review us, as this really helps the show.